Hey, what's up? You've reached her lesbian lifestyle in her bag and in her Bible. And I'm here just to say hey and drop some heat. And I have been like really into my agenda lately. And as I live and as I take this walk with God, and as He gifted me to be a prophetess, there's so many levels to it, and I am really trying to figure me out. So I have literally, I'm gonna say, been on the mountaintop, quiet, not speaking. And if I usually hate when I get like this, because I have nothing to say. So I spoke with God this morning, and He gave me so many downloads and so many ways that I can make this work for me. And when I'm told, like, you're a prophetess, you can't do some of the things that you used to do. You can't live the way that you used to live. You are changing every day, and it requires at times just to sit still with me on the mountaintop. And I get it. But when I tell you, after doing a reading or after prophesizing over someone, I never knew what to do next. Because again, this life is so new to me. And I'm still trying to learn me at the end of the day. So when He gave me direction, sometimes it's like when you sit and pray and you don't feel like He's close, but He's so near. But you just feel like He's so far away. I've been feeling like God has just left me with a gift, and I don't have instructions. No instructions came with this gift. So I'm learning as I go. And when He speaks to me, again, He has took the veil from my eyes and opened my ears. When He speaks to me, it's so clear. He said, you will go to the mountaintop 7 days. Because I want to know, like, how long? When I say the mountaintop, let me get into detail. Because we may have some prophetess on my podcast. And if you are going through this, please reach out. So I will get to where I just sit with myself and have nothing left to say. I sit and I don't know what to do, but I just know that I just can't speak. I don't have the words to speak. I don't know what to say to you. If you ask me a question, of course, I'm a mother still going through this. I am a wife. I am a daughter. I'm an auntie. But I still sometimes have nothing left to say. So today, still with being left with nothing to say, but so much to say, He's always told me to get on your podcast or get on your Facebook and track your growth, because when you look back on this, you're gonna smile. Because I'm just molding you into the woman that I need you to be for me. And I am so okay with that. But just the little things, like, again, just sitting quiet with so much to say, but nothing to say at all. When I prayed this morning, you know, I woke up this morning feeling a little lighter. Feeling a little better. Because when I prayed last night, I said, you said that you would give me everything that I needed. You said that you wanted to change my look. So what did I do? I go out and I get my favorite nail color. You said nudes. You said pinks. You said pecans. So I get nail colors. I paint my toes. I paint my nails and I don't like nails. But why am I doing this? Because you have molded me into the woman that you need me to be. And I am trying to be that father. But I feel like you are leaving me on empty. You told me what outfits to pick and make it fun. See, he told me to make it fun. But how am I supposed to make it fun when I'm not happy? Because when I want to talk, like Kevin Hart said, I think it was Kevin Hart who said, it's like you on medicine and you want to run, but you can't run because it can't move. So God, I need you to take it away and allow me to enjoy my life. I can't take care of my kids. I can't go to work when I'm quiet with so much to say, but I cannot say the words that I'm trying to say. So I sat here and I thought about how people pray. And they say, Father God, you said you can turn a mess into a miracle. You said, Father, you said. And so for me, I felt like I don't want to say that to him. Like, I don't want to say you said. But see, I'm thinking of it in a ghetto form, like somebody questioning, you said that you would do this. You said that you would do that. I don't want that. But God wants us to come to him because in the Bible, it said, you said that I can come to you and you can turn a mess into a miracle, ask and you shall receive. Father, I am learning to test the Holy Spirit. I am learning in my growth to ask. Ask, what do I need to do to make this time on the mountaintop where I am getting my cup refilled? Because when we come down from the mountaintop, you are going to have me doing jobs that I would not even imagine. But see, baby, I just got to keep you at the mountaintop because I need you to be ready for when I bring you down. What did I do wrong? Am I perfect? No, I'm human. I'm coming to a new lifestyle that I don't even know of. But I am going to teach you along the way because where I'm taking you, this has no direction, no instruction. All you can do is listen to my voice. So my fourth gift was to speak and master my voice. Speak with integrity. When you speak about me, you speak with confidence in your voice. Rhonda Jacina. That I will do, Father God, I am at your feet. But in the midst of everything, I felt lost. But I get it now. You have to take me away from those people to refill my cup so I can be on my A game when it's time for me to come down from the mountaintop. So it may not feel comfortable being at the mountaintop and just sitting quiet. Because see, I'm the type, I got to keep moving. I work at a hospital, so in between that, I'm moving. But when I get home, I am sitting in my prayer corner, praying and sitting and praying and sitting and thinking and anointing myself with oil. Because now today, I just got the message from God that it is okay to sit with me, child, and do nothing. He said yesterday to get on live. Not one person got on that live with me, but that showed me that no matter what, I was obedient. I did what he told me to do. He didn't care that it wasn't nobody that got on that live. He just wanted to see if I was going to do what he said I was going to do. So he said to do it, so I did it. And then I cried because I'm like, nobody even got on the live for me to say something because you are at the mountaintop, but you are still going to obey me when you are just sitting still. When I tell you to do something, I need to see for myself, Miss Rhonda, if you're going to do it. So I did it. Yesterday, I did it. I went to sleep after I went to sleep. I'm up now. I'm off today. Today is one of my off days and I feel so much better. Shauna came and sat next to me today and we had a whole conversation. And in that midst of the conversation, the Holy Spirit tapped in. And he showed me that you are just at the mountaintop. This is your life. This will be your life. Get used to it and figure out a way to work it while I have you sitting at the mountaintop. And they always had somebody with them. See, they always had somebody with them at the mountaintop. The person that would go off and get stuff for them. But see, they always had somebody with them. So that person is my wife. Because she's going to make sure the kids is okay when mom can't speak because she's in prayer. And she's going to help me out when I can't even help myself. So I learned something new today, that you will be set aside. He said you can't live your life like they live their lives. You're different. You have to represent me in a different type of way. So the things that I'm going to have you doing, I'm going to need you to take some time off to sit aside and sit and get your refill for 7 days. He said 7 days. So whatever you need to do within those 7 days without talking, that's what I'm going to need you to do. I didn't say you couldn't do nothing. You the one sitting there staring at yourself in the mirror. Looking at yourself, looking back at yourself. Girl, you better find something to do in the midst of it. He said meditation. Read your scriptures. Get into scriptures. Get into your Bible. Master my voice. Worship. Whatever you need to do, do it while you are in the season of the 7 day on the mountaintop. You have been chosen to do a job. And just like any other job, once you put in so many hours, you're going to get tired. You're going to get wore out. And I don't need you to get wore out. So before you get wore out, I'm going to set you down. And I'm going to let you sit while I refill your cup. And I may seem so far away. But just like when you in school, the teacher will give you an assignment and say, sit right here and finish that assignment up. I'll be right back. And then she goes to the next person. But when you look up, you can still see her. That's the same with God. And I'm getting answers as I go. And as I put everything together, I just wanted to come on here and share this. Even when he seems so far away, he's so close. But when he tell you to sit, just sit. When he gives you direction, just do it. And you call him on it. And I'm learning to call him on it when I pray. At first, I thought it was like, I don't want to question him. No, tell him, you said, if I ask, I shall receive. You can turn a mess into a miracle. You can do it, God. Because you are the King of all kings. You can do it. Nobody else can't do it. So it was feeling like I was told this story that every time the person would be thrown, the dirt was just thrown on top of him, kept being on top of him. Instead of him getting buried in the dirt, he stood on the dirt. So every time they threw dirt in the little hole, he stood on top of the dirt. See, and I was telling my wife, that's how I feel this morning. Well, yesterday, I was feeling like the dirt was being thrown on me and I kept stepping up. But then when I got myself out of the hole, I was just looking around with nothing left to say. So now I know when I do a prophetess reading, I wash my hands and you cleanse your body and you don't allow yourself to be connected with that energy that's given out. That's not your energy. That's not yours to keep. That's for you to release. And I've always released that. But that one particular day, just because it was my family that I did a prophetic reading on, that didn't stop what I was supposed to do because I didn't know to do it because I had been doing prophetess readings over the phone, or I've been doing prophetess readings through email via my voice and just sending a voice message to them. That was my first time. So I was feeling like, why am I feeling so overwhelmed? Why am I feeling like I'm in a slump? Why can't I work for you, God? I just need to hear your voice. I need you to tell me something. And see, my wife didn't understand when I say that I need to hear from him. She can tell me 55 times the same thing, and then I get it. I hear what you're saying, but I care, but I don't care. I need God to say that to me. That's the voice that I'm waiting for. This morning, I got that voice. The same thing she told me. But when he told me, it all made sense. But since she knows that I'm in a whole nother realm in my life and I'm learning, she didn't take it personal. Because she knows that I yearn for his voice. And I need to hear his voice. That's something that was one of my gifts. You never stop yearning for my direction, for my voice, for my love, for just a hug for me. And so a while ago, I got a message from as a download to tell your wife to pray over you. Just keep praying over you for safety, for comfort, for love. Just keep praying over to you. So now today, as I think back on that prayer, when he was telling me to make sure your spouse prays over you, make sure your loved ones pray over you, because avoiding situations like this where I feel so alone. So I start praying for myself. She was praying for me. We was just praying. And today I feel so much better. Just imagine just sitting, like going to work at 6 a.m., getting off at 2. And you have so much to say at work because you're at work and you can move and groove because you know your position at work. So you're going to, of course, speak to the people at work. And I speak and I do my job and I work at a hospital and I'm okay with that. And then when I get home, I'm quiet. So I think to me, I was crying out because I felt like I was not being a good wife. I felt like I was not being a good mother. And then when he explained to me this morning, see, your life is going to be different. You can't live your life the way other people live their lives because I have to get you prepared to save lives. So you can't be on that team. You're on my team. You can't be standing in that crowd over there where they're twerking and having fun and laughing. It may look fun and it may look, oh, like they're having a lot of fun, but we got to save them. Those are the ones that you're going to save. So I can't put you with them. I have to set you aside. So when you feel like you are being set aside, it's for a reason. And here I am, the lesbian prophetess. You can't tell me that God don't love me. He gave me a gift. So don't ever, again, I'm going to keep saying, don't ever let anybody tell you that you can't and God does not love you because you are such and such, such and such, and such and such. Because I am living proof of a lesbian prophetess. And I don't call myself that. I'm speaking that because he okayed me to say her lesbian lifestyle. I want a podcast where it says her lesbian lifestyle. You get what I'm saying? I was okay to have that. Do you know how many names I've went through when I first started this podcast? I had so many names. And then when I finally got the lesbian lifestyle and start speaking my truth and speaking how I am a lesbian, and then God said, throw me in there. Don't leave me out. You speak. Because I love all. God is a loving God. God is not counting you out because you are any type. No, like I'm not going to let any of my followers think that. Share this live. Share this. Share it. I don't care who you are, how you are. He can use you. You have a purpose, you have a calling, and you have a gift. The three are different. Ask if you don't know. Get into prayer if you need to. And I was just sitting up here listening to a person that I admire so much. The woman that I listen to, I will definitely, most definitely sow a seed when she speaks. I will, when it's my timing, I will go to her classes. I will spend my last dime on her class because just by me listening to her on Instagram, she fills me up. See, I ask God to introduce me and allow me to come into contact with people more like me. And she's a prophetess, but she goes by no label. She goes by no label. She's not labeled as a prophetess. She just does God's work. And so that's one woman that I will, again, sow a seed into, because she can relate. I can relate to her. Our stories are so different, but they're so the same at the same time. He sent her to me. God sent her to me. I know he sent her to me. And I know in my heart and my soul, I feel like we're going to talk. One day we're going to talk. She's like in Atlanta. That's not far from California. So I will attend one of her. She will have a seminar. And I'm going to pay my money. I'm going to pay my money to speak. I'm going to be spoken to by her. I need to listen to her, whether it's a virtual hug. I want for her to speak into me. I will pay for a private session to have a one-on-one conversation with her. She makes it look so easy, but I know she's been through the battle just like I'm going through. She's been where I was, so she can just like, she shows me different things. I can look at her YouTube videos, and I get so much downloads. I get so much clarification. I felt like nobody's going to understand me. I'm in a dark place in my life, but no, people are going to understand you. You're just going to meet different people. So I'm so grateful and so thankful for that. And when I meet her, you guys will definitely know. She is an amazing woman. Like in my head, I think we sisters. But she don't know that. But I try to leave a comment on her videos. And when she speaks, and it's just so beautiful. She's an angel. And she's one of me. And when I say one of me, she's a prophetess. I feel it in my spirit. She has so many gifts, but one of her gifts is prophesizing. And just to sit and talk to her, I would love to sit and talk to her. And just have a conversation with her. And I am so willing. I will pay for your time, ma'am. Because I know she's a busy woman and she does one-on-one consultations. I would spend my money for that. I would work overtime for that. And I put that prayer up in the air, like allow this woman to reach out to me in my timing. I don't know if anybody's going to reach out to me yet, because again, I'm just on the mountaintop resting. But I just wanted to come on here and allow you guys to see, like, every day is not happy for me. I don't know everything. I cry. I'm human. I'm a woman just trying to find her way. I'm not going to have all the answers. When it don't make sense to me, it makes sense to God. And God is love. And he loves you just like he loves me. Don't ever think that he does not love you. He will love you if you green. He will love you with arms, without arms. He will love you that you're a lesbian, you're not a lesbian, you're gay, you straight. Whatever it is, God loves you. And don't let nobody tell you different. Because again, here I stand. Every day doing work for him. So if he was going to count me out, and I was such a bad person, he would have counted me out by now. He came to me personally, December 2020. So I'm just, he gave me, go to the water. Just sit by the water. That'll make you feel better. And I'm gonna do just that, because tomorrow, May 5th, is my son's.